Hello everyone. Here's our first batch of news items, which will be followed, as usual, by a selection of letters. Our first two stories have a fishy tale about them, and then one about how much would you be prepared to pay for some tomatoes, and an enterprising youngster selling fruit and nuts. A goldfish, which is thought to have fallen from the sky after being stolen by a heron, is back in the safety of a pond. Terry Staff, 70, left his house in Fairfield Drive, Attleborough, early in the morning and saw a bright orange object which he thought to be litter. But upon closer inspection, he realised it was a goldfish. He said, "I thought there was something bright orange in the road, and lo and behold, there was a large goldfish there. I assumed it was dead, and then this thing just started flapping. I ran home to get a bucket and put it in some water before heading off to my appointment. When I came home, he was swimming about, but was quite badly injured from the fall, including his scales. And through the power of Facebook, a man with a pond on his farm in Attleborough offered the fish a home. It was a bit wonky, but it swam off. It was such a shock to see a goldfish in the street. There are a lot of herons around stealing fish, so one may have dropped it."
A fish thief has been stalking a city suburb for 3 years, but neighbours are in no mood to scare him away. A grey heron has been watching over Helsden, taking every opportunity to steal a quick meal from folks' ponds. Amy Minister Bond has lived in the area for 10 years, and has been seeing the big bird on roofs and in treetops during the last 3 years. She said, "He has become notorious in the area for eating fish out of people's ponds. He sits in the willow tree or on top of our flat roof for quite some time, then flies away." But even though he is a fish thief, Amy and many other people really enjoy seeing him. She said, "I think on the whole everyone enjoys seeing him. It's only those with ponds that don't appreciate his presence." Liam Smith, a Norfolk wildlife expert and creator of the Shot of Wildlife YouTube channel, said, "Herons are quite opportunistic predators, and as such, they will eat anything they can get down their throats." He added, "The only way to really protect fish is to cover ponds. Nets should be strong enough to stop other animals getting tangled. Another way is adding lots of native weeds and some deep areas for the fish to hide. People used to think that adding a fake heron to a pond edge would deter them, but this actually has the opposite effect."
The shortage of tomatoes and other fruit and vegetables in UK supermarkets has led to shoppers becoming increasingly desperate to source them. Some crafty shoppers are realising they can make a tasty profit by hiking up the prices of the fruit online. One seller from Norwich has listed a packet of 6 large Tesco tomatoes at £25, with a few loose cherry tomatoes thrown in as an added bonus. A combination of bad weather and transport problems in Africa and Europe has seen some supermarket shelves left bare.
It all started with a walnut, but now an 8-year-old entrepreneur is offering seasonal goods at his ever-growing stall. Tyler Thurston from Cossey started by selling walnuts from his garden tree in his driveway in October 2022. Now the young man offers all kinds of seasonal treats like chestnuts, rhubarb, pumpkins, apples and much more. His dad, Gary Thurston, said, "Tyler has recently added free dog poo bags to the stall, as we were tired of seeing dog poo left on the pavement. We also managed to find an old sweet dispenser, which we have turned into a doggy pick and mix station." Tyler is prepared for the year ahead, having planted garlic, onions, and 150 chili seeds. He will also be planting potatoes next week and plans to give supermarkets a run for their money. Gary is proud of his son for keeping his little business going. So far, the lad has spent money on video games and saved the rest, enjoying watching his bank balance grow. Folk wanting to visit the popular stall can find it on Stafford Avenue.